Hi. I'm sitting in the garden. I found your letter. You know, at first I thought you were just distracted, doing something else. I thought my big bro wouldn't just leave me like that. And then I thought, maybe I'd done something wrong. Something that upset you. Something that kept you away from me. But then I found the note. And I don't know what to think of it. So I figured I'd sit on the porch and talk to you. Which is what I always do when I don't know what to do. I sit on the porch and we smoke a little bud. And my brother makes me feel better. Helps me see better. But you're not here. So I'll do it myself. Your note said that you leave, that you're leaving, that you've left, that you need space. I wish I understood. I wish I understood that feeling you were talking about. But all I can do is trust you, and that you'll come back when your hunt is over, when it's safe for us to be together. Until then, I'll be here. Your sister loves you. Just remember that, okay? All right. I think I might just leave you a note every time I come out to the porch. Every time I come out here to smoke a little bit more, I'll leave you a note. Because you're not here. You're not here to let me sit in your lap, for you to shotgun the pot directly into my mouth. Because you know I don't like holding the lighter so close to my face. So I guess I'll do it myself.
And wish.
Wish it was you. Wish you were here. You said you left because you didn't want to hurt me, that you didn't want to hurt you, that you feel this desire to crush me, to ruin me. I know. I understand. And I know it should scare me more. But I guess it doesn't scare me enough. You know what? Fuck you, dude. I read that again and this is what you do to me. You get under my skin, you make me think you care about me, and then I read it again. And you don't give a shit about me. You only care about yourself, your own pleasure, your own wants. It's like you want me to be mad at you. Like you want to hurt me. And all I want to do is love you. And that is infuriating. What am I supposed to do with that? Huh? Ache without you. And I hope that you ache without me too. And I know that that's selfish. I know. But I'm trying to understand. Why you would leave your baby sister behind. You know that I want to take care of you. You know that I know how to please you. So come on. Yeah. Don't keep me waiting. Please. No one understands me like you. You were so good to me when we were growing up. You knew how to get me to behave. That when I would get out of line, what I needed, what I wanted, you knew that if it wasn't you, it would be somebody else. We can't have that. So forgive me for being selfish, if that's what I prefer. I'm sorry that I'm fucked up. But you made me this way. You understand me. It's hard. thinking about what I'm supposed to do without you. I don't like it. Am I allowed to be a brat about it? I certainly fucking hope so. I think I've earned it at this point. Sorry. I'm just hurt and lashing out. And I yearn for you. I yearn for the safety of your arms, the tease of your hands, the relief in your mouth. You understand me, what I need. And I understand what you need. I hope that someone's taking care of you out there. That you're getting relief. I know how it is after a couple of days. I know what we're like. We're the same, you and me. That's why we're supposed to be together. Isn't that what you said? You said that we can edge, right? That we could edge on each other, and as long as we didn't come, it didn't cross a line, right? That's the rule. So as long as we don't cross any lines, we can get what we need. So why did you leave? I'm sorry for being so wet and weak and whatever this is. I'm sorry. Just come home. If I edge in your inbox until you run out of space, will it make a difference? How high and horny does your sister have to get your attention? Come on, bro. You're torturing me again, I know it. You're doing it on purpose. I know I normally like this, but it's not funny. Come home. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm so needy. Please don't be mad. I just want you home. And I don't want to go to anyone else. I don't want to take this anywhere else. I just want you. You have my grace. So just come home. Your sister loves you. It's not my fault that I need you inside of me. That's your fault, brother. That's your fucking fault. I hope you edge to me tonight when you're falling asleep. In your last moments of consciousness, and you choose how to drift off, you will come back to this. And you'll listen to me cry for you. And you'll come. But you should edge. Because if you come, it crosses the line, doesn't it? That's the line you can't cross. So edge, big brother, edge and come home. Can you do that? That's right. Edge. Edge for me. And no more. I love you. Your sweet little sister loves you. I don't care what anyone else says. You, me, and Guillermo del Toro understand.
Don't be like that.
Don't be like that. Just be present. The bowl's finished. I should probably go edge indoors. Otherwise, I'm gonna fall asleep, pussy out on the porch. And wouldn't that just be a scandal? Then you'd really have to come home, wouldn't you? Don't make me act crazy. I won't, but I miss you, big bro. I miss you so much. See you soon. In the yard, that the neighbors can hear me. Oh, I can't stop. I can't stop touching myself. Oh my god. But if I stay on the edge, right? Get off. Don't get off.
so close, I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close. Oh my God. Sorry. Oh, big bro. Oh, just. Just come home. Come home to me. Let's make each other feel better again. Okay. Come home.